The purpose of this class is to explain briefly what means Tu Be'av, the 15th of Av. There's a month in the Jewish calendar called Av, or sometimes called Menachem Av, and the 15th day of that month, which is actually today, it's a very special day, it's a very happy day. This expresses in prayer in every single synagogue that we don't say supplications today. However, there's nothing else really happening. Rather, it's a very happy day. Why is it a happy day? Our sages bring a whole list of things that happened in this day. We don't know exactly the year that these things happened, but we know by tradition that these things happened on the 50th of Av. And that's why it's a happy day. What happened actually this day? First thing that the Talmud brings, our sages say, that there was a generation in which Jewish people were not able to intermarry, so to speak, within tribes. People think actually the tribes were so isolated. This one was in the north and this one was in the south, etc. No, the truth is that they got married within each other. However, there was one generation that was not able to do it. For certain reasons, doesn't matter the whole thing now. Right. The point is that in the 15th of Av, this prohibition of marrying within tribes got destroyed, so to speak, out. No more. People can marry within tribes. There's another thing that happened, actually. There was a whole story. It's found in the scriptures at the end of the book of Shoftim, Judges. I'm not going to explain the story. It's a very sad story. But the point is that the Jewish people swore not to marry the tribe of Binyamin. So there was a year that in the 15th of Av, they actually permitted to get married to the tribe of Binyamin. Because of these two ideas of getting married and men and women, etc., there's a knowledge, so to speak, going around that the 15th of Av is a day of people in love. Because of these ideas of being able to marry within tribes, being able to marry to the tribe of Binyamin. Another thing that actually happened in this day, the Jewish people in the desert, in their travelings through the desert for 40 years, they realized actually that the decree of dying for those who went out of Egypt did not go into the Eretz Canaan, the land of Canaan. For them, the decree of dying stopped. They realized that it stopped on the 15th of Av. Another story that our sages bring in the Talmud, on this 15th of Av, there were guards that did not allow the Jewish people in the south to go to the north and the Jewish people in the north to go to the south. So it was in one year, Hoshea ben Ela, who was the king of the south, so to speak, removed those guards and allowed people to mix from the north to the south, from the south to the north. There's another story that also happened in this particular year. The Romans, when they conquered the land of Israel, they killed so many people, and there was a specific city that there was a rebellion against the Romans, and they were so angry at them that they killed everybody, tens and thousands of Jews, and they did not allow them to be buried. And they remained over there for years, years and years, not getting rotten, just in the land, whatever, over there. They were not, the Romans did not allow the Jewish people to bury their dead. There was a year in the 15th of Av that they allowed, the Romans allowed, to bury the bodies of the dead of Betar. That's the name of the city where they killed so many Jews. There's another story that actually happens around this particular day of the 15th of Av. The Talmud brings that since the summer is finishing, the sun is weaker, so to speak. Therefore, people used to stop cutting wood in the fields, etc., to bring to the temple because, again, since the sun is not so strong, it's becoming weaker day after day, then the wood does not get actually dry enough to be used in the temple. So do you actually used to call this day Sever Magid? They used to break their axes because we stopped cutting wood, so to speak, for the temple. And this is also considered like a happy day. Why? Because the sun is actually getting weaker. What does it mean? Why is it a happy day that the sun is getting weaker? Our sages say that the Jewish people count months according to the moon, not according to the sun. And the idea behind this is like this. The moon is constantly growing. When the month starts, the Jewish month starts, the moon starts growing and then becomes like big in the 15th of the month. This represents that the Jewish people like grow. But then the moon starts like diminishing. So that means that the Jewish people go down. And then they go up again. The whole Jewish history is the way the moon works, actually. We go up and we go down. We go up and we go down, etc., etc. But another idea behind this is that it doesn't mean that actually when a person starts serving God, he starts growing, and then you have to stop serving God, and then start again serving God. No, this is not what it means. Actually, what it means is like this. It comes a time in the life of a person that a person has to grow towards God, towards the service of God. He has to improve himself in the fulfillment of the commandments. For Jews, 613 commandments, for non-Jews, 7 commandments, all the ramifications, etc. However, it comes a time that a person might think, my strength brought me here, my intellect brought me over here, I learned so much, I know so much, etc. I became like real, complete, like the moon, complete in the 15th of the month. Then starts another time in the life of a person that a person has to realize that everything that it has really came from God. So you start diminishing your ego, so to speak. So there are times when you have to actually bring forth your ego. It has to grow like from the 1st of the month until the 15th of the month, until the moon is full, complete, so to speak. And there are times that you have to work on your ego to diminish it, to actually reduce it and make it smaller. That's why, an idea at least, the Jewish people use the calendar of the moon, not of the sun. The sun always grows and is strong and it feels, so to speak, as if it represents the feeling of my strength got me here. I'm strong. I can do it. I don't need anybody else. I don't even need God, etc., etc. God forbid. However, the moon goes up and down, constantly actually growing and realizing God gave me the strength. And then you grow more, and then you realize God gave me the strength also for this. To the point that our sages say that Moshe Rabbeinu, Moses, he was the most humble person in the whole earth for the whole history of humanity. What was his humility? One idea behind this is Moshe spoke to God face to face. He could say, you know what? Do you talk to God? Do you have God's WhatsApp? I have it, you know? Whenever I want to talk to him, I call him and he answers me. Really? So what was his humility? When he realized that everything he had was a gift from God, and that somebody else with the same gift would have done even more, he got humble. And he said, what I actually accomplished is not my accomplishment. It's God's gift, and somebody else could have used it better. That's humility. Not saying, I'm nothing, I don't know anything. You do know, so go, teach, go, do, etc., etc. But realize that whatever you have, it's God's gift.